Only university men's officer in UK forced to step down after SJW harassment. By Tom Sikkata on October 26, 2018. A male student advocate at the University of the West of England was forced to step down after he was pummeled with leftist harassment. James Knight was the only men's officer at a university in the United Kingdom. The position was created to serve as a counterbalance to the women's resource centers that have become increasingly common on universities' campuses. Knight, however, was recently forced to step down from the post after a leftist protest effort accused him of emboldening male entitlement. Sarah Lassoy, the women's officer from the Nation Union of Students, argued that Knight's position should be obsolete. The role of a men's officer is entirely obsolete, and the attempt to implement one stems from a fundamental misunderstanding of liberation and almost always an unearned sense of entitlement, Lassoy said. Lassoy isn't alone in this position. A group of students at the University of the West of England also called for the position to be shut down. "Can someone explain to me why a men's officer is necessary, please?" student Rebecca Shears said. "Especially when UVA students actually voted against such position. Men are not a minority at university, and surely appointing a well-being officer would cover men's mental health," Shears added. Knight said that he had hoped to use the position to improve upon the poor state of mental health services at UVA. He went on to argue that he wanted to encourage troubled male students to seek mental health counseling. "I know how deeply mental health issues can run in men and how much of a taboo it can be for men to talk about their mental health," he explained. Knight claims that he was forced to resign from his post after a result of harassment. "Due to the negative reaction to the men's officer position and continued external harassment, I have taken the difficult decision to stand down as a candidate," he said. At the next student council meeting, student representatives will vote on a measure that will determine whether or not the position will continue in operation.